It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What happened yesterday? You missed something?
Yesterday came and went, and I didn't even notice that it was November 14th.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
What's so special about that?
Who the hell cares about November 14th?
Hump day. Okay.
Just another day.
Right?
I forgot. That's the day I got married.
What?
What?
So listen, this is funny because when I got divorced, well, I filed for divorce, and the first one was really awkward.
Yes.
And then the first year, because like I filed for divorce on like July 31st.
I was going to say, do you remember the divorce date?
Yeah. Yeah, because I found out he was cheating on July 4th.
Yeah.
He wasn't apologetic and he didn't come home. So by July 31st, I had to file for a divorce to protect myself and my children because a lot of other things were going on that weren't good.
Yeah.
So I filed by the end of the month and November came and I thought, well, this is weird. Even though he's already dating other people. This is weird.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Second year goes. Oh, yeah, tomorrow's the 14th. Whatever.
Right.
Don't really acknowledge it, but my sister would text me, are you okay today? And I'd be like, and I'd be like, yeah, why?
Right?
Who cares? So anyway, I've been divorced for 4 years, apart for five probably.
Yeah.
So the fact, I get it, 5 years, of course you shouldn't think about it, but you have to remember I was pregnant, completely blindsided, and was not at the stage he was at of checked outness. It takes a while to catch up.
Well, yeah, it's a traumatic event.
So when I'm driving down the road yesterday at 2 p.m. and I see November 14th on my clock on my car, I thought, oh my God, it's November 14th and I didn't even know this!
Uh-huh.
And I've seen it was November 14th 20 times today.
Right.
So, the reason I bring this up, because you're going, oh, you're so over, you're talking about it. No, actually, I bring it up for a very important point, because people are always going through divorces.
Yeah.
They're always in hell.
Very.
And they're always asking me, is it going to get better? And I'm like, eventually, but nobody cares and nobody wants to hear it.
Yeah.
People used to say to me, oh, it's going to get better.
Unlike a death, a divorce is something you can probably get over, for the most part.
Yeah.
Get somebody else, move on, or just stay with yourself.
Wait,
and
don't say you have to get somebody else or move on. That's such BS.
Or you work on yourself and you're fine on your own.
You date again when you're in a good place and you're healthy.
You don't need someone else to make you happy.
Which is why I will not date until I am in a perfect spot.
Right.
Because these idiots go out with all these emotional issues or whatever. They get in these relationships. They're all screwed up. You need to close the door, people. Fix yourself.
Work on
and
yourself.
And then date
love yourself.
Someone.
Love yourself.
Seems pretty obvious.
Okay, can I ask a question about your progress in loving yourself and getting back in the dating game? You've admitted to swiping on, I believe, Tinder and Bumble.
But that's not for love. That's not for emotional.
Okay.
That's just for lust,
that's
man.
That's just for a little bit of fun and a little bit of companionship.
That's just to knock the bats out of the cave.
To hang out when my kids are around.
Okay.
I'm focused on my kids. I have been for 5 years, and that's the way it's going to stay until they are truly independent and don't want me to bother them.
Gibbons.
Okay?
So you're not playing. You're not okay. What?
She just needs to get laid. Is what it comes down to.
I'm literally no. I'm legit wondering. Are you having any conversations on your dating web?
No.
Dating app.
No.
You're just swiping for the hell
of it. I'm swiping.
Okay.
No. What if you find?
I forget about it because it doesn't matter to me.
So
right
what
now.
If you find?
I got too much to worry about.
What if you find a handsome single suitor that wants to go out on a date and you guys hang out and you wind up hooking up?
So.
Nothing wrong with that?
No, not at all. Of course not.
There you go.
As long as you're not catching feelings.
Yeah, I was wondering if there were any, prospective people that might be, playing a little hot dogs.
Well, nobody I would talk about on the air.
That's all I was trying to do. Damn it.
Yet. There's nothing good happening.
Man.
Yet.
You know I'd tell
yet.
You.
Yet. I know you would.
They better stay the hell away from my children. That's all I gotta say.
You're not going to invite them into the house and let them live there with you? Come on now. Come on now.
Sorry.
Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.